We are learning Masechta Sadarim Daf Pehei Amabez, and we are beginning that five lines from the top of the Amud, beginning of a line. So the Gemara exterior here, two Shmuels. One Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that if you make a neder now on the Ma'aseh Yadayim, the Isha makes a neder on the Ma'aseh Yadayim, even though it's Meshuvah to the husband, and now it's not Chal, but it will be Chal after Gerushin, and therefore they can make the husband can make a Afara. And Shmuel paskins like that. That means it sounds like the Isha could be Makdish, could make a Koinah, make a neder on Dava Shloi Balaylam. And here we have a case where the husband was makdash the meiser. Aramea says hekdash after misa, after she dies. Miachem Sada says no, it's chulim. Why? Because eno the makdash zorelam and Shmuel pasu Miachem Sada. So the stereo two things. Samara says b'chi teima. Maybe I'll tell you like this. Really, Shmuel holds ain odam makdash dovas zorelam. What does it mean with pasu Miachem Menuri? B'chi teima ki kama lacha Miachem Menuri ala dafa with the kama. Maybe it means on the hadafa. That means we had a machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva. Who owns the Adafa? Tanakama says it belongs to the Baal, therefore the Neder is not Chal. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Neder is Chal on Adafa. Rabbi Yechon Ruri also holds, like the Tanakama, that's not Chal on Adafa, therefore he has to come on top shot. That's Chal after Gerishim. So when we say Allah Rabbi Yechon Ruri means in regards to what he said by the Adafa, that he argued Rabbi Kiva and he held that Adafa belongs to the husband, therefore it's not Chal on the Adafa. That's what he meant to Rabbi Yechon Ruri. Really, also ain't of the makdash zoylam. Halacha Rabbi Yechon means gabi adafa. It's afraid the Gemara. It can't be because you can say it much more simple then. Lema halacha Rabbi Yechon ben Uri adafa. Speak out. I'm passing Rabbi Yechon only gabi adafa, but not legabe what he said that the neder is chal for after the gerushin. Inami say halacha ketanakama. Say we pass like a tanakama, which means we pass like a tanakama. That you don't have to be made for because there it's in the makas of the oilam, and right now it's not chal because they're adafa. Or thirdly, say inami halach Rabbi Kiva. Say we pass inami. Say a third way. Say ain halach Rabbi Kiva. We don't pass in Rabbi Kiva. It says that the adafa belongs to her. If you want to say the adafa belongs to him, and when passing like that, so there's three better ways to say it. Why would you say halach Rabbi Chemnuru, which sounds like legamri, even legabe the hektish the neder bin chayil for dava, you know, dava shlo b'loilam. So that teretz doesn't work out. Elam Rav Yosi different teretz. That shani kainomais is different than hektish. And the difference is like this. Hektish, the only time you can makdash something is if you own it. You can makdash your horse or your cow. That's what you can makdash. You have to own it. But I can't be makdash Reuven's cow. Mashenkin neder, I could ask a Reuven's cow on me, even if it's not mine. So therefore, I could also do dovash lo elam. What's the pshat dovash lo elam? Dovash lo elam is not here yet. So it's like not mine. It's not here yet. So just like a neder can be chal on something that's not mine, it can be chal on dovash lo b'olam. Mashenkin hektish, which I cannot, was not chal on something that's not mine, it also cannot be chal on something that's not in the world. Elam Rav Yosef, shani kenomos, hoyov odom oisa peris chaveri olav, since he asks his peris of his friend on him, oisa nami dovash lo b'olam, he can ask dovash lo b'olam. Mashenkin hektish, which is not shayach to make hektish on someone else's thing, so also on dovash lo b'olam he can't do. So that's the chilik. Shmuel passes by hektish, that ain't on the makash of olam. But by neder, he says, yeah, because neder is better. Neder could do something else, on someone else's thing, so I could do also dovash lo b'olam. Amalei Abaya, it's still not good. Bishlam ha'odam oisa peris chaveri olav. You know why? Sharei odam oisa peris chaveri. Or he can ask his own peris on his friend. As long as the one part of it is yours, it's good. Either it's answering to you, or the peris are yours, you can ask on your friend. But can you take the peris of your friend, the cow of your friend, and ask it on your friend? No, you can't do that. You can't answer the cow of your friend on your friend. That you can't do. It has to either be your cow or it's answering to you. But if it's both on your friend and it's not yours, it doesn't work. So here I'm answering this davash loy bal oilam on my husband. So neither one is mine. Neither one, it's on my husband and it's not bal oilam. So how does that work? If you're comparing it to the case of peris chaveru, it's not a comparison. My peris chaveru, you're answering on yourself. Here you're asking Dovash Lovelam on your husband. How can you do that? So that teretz doesn't work out either. So you have to go to the third teretz. Elam Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Ba'imeres Yikdashu Yodai La'isayim. The case over here is that she's answering her hands for all the mighty Yadayim. The Yadayim is the Ba'ilam. Your hands are in the world. And you're saying right now, my hands are awesome. And then after Gerishin Tzim Michal. Freit the Gemara Kasha V'chi Omra Hachi Kitcha. I already spoke out where I got ahead of myself. But my first thought, you makdash yodai la'asayim. You makdash the hands. Frank the Marvich, I'm Rachi Kitcha, Vam Shabni Yodai la'bal. I said, the hands of a Shubba to the Baal, so it's not Chal, the nether on the hands. And the Rukveger explains like this, that Bishlama, we're learning now, you asked, we thought you asked in the Peiris, like Peiris Chaveroi, and here it's Dov Shalvayalam. Then we understood it meant to say that you're answering the Peiris that are not in the world yet, I'm answering the Peiris later on, Lachazman, after divorce. But now we're saying you makdash your hands right now. So that sounds like I'm makdash from now. And how can I makdash from now? It's meshuvah to the Baal. It's not chal hekdash, not chal the neder on my hands. Yikdashu daim l'seim, or the case over here in our Mishnah is he making a neder, a kainim on things my yadayim make, a chayr, it's meshuvah to the yadayim l'baal. And for the Gemara, the Omra l'chi megarsha. She spoke out clearly, l'chi megarsha. That's the case. The case over here is, in our Mishnah, that's saying that you are mefer is a case. Rabbi Yechon Ruh is a special case. The case is that she spoke out clearly that it's going to be for later on. L'chi megarsha. So merely, really, Rabbi Yechon Ruh holds that if you make a regular neder on Yemayis Yadayim, will not be chal. But here you said, yikidshu yodai le'eseyem l'chi megarsha, when I get divorced, so then it's going to be chal, and that's why it's chal, because it's her hands are davar shebal olam. But the chiddush is that it's a minigeya for the chim egarsha, and that the Gemara is going to have a discussion on tomorrow's blat, exactly how is that possible to do? Could I ask her my hands for the future if right now they're meshubah to the husband? Right now they're meshubah to the husband. So how, if it's meshubah to the husband right now, do I have a right to be megarsha, to be making a neder for later on? Right now, it's meshubah. So that will be a discussion on tomorrow's blat.